Hey, John Loftman in for Bruce Van Dyke. And hey, we're talking water safety tips for kids and families. Staying safe in the water in the summertime is so, so important because, believe it or not, 75% of fatal pool accidents occur at residential locations, not those public swimming pools. And with us to talk about that is Lindsay Mondick. She's from the YMCA, the USA's water safety expert. And Lindsay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a pleasure. There we go. I'm here with Craig Adams. Hey, when the summer starts to heat up, there's nothing better than heading off to the pool or the beach with your family, your friends. You want to cool off. But sometimes those outings near bodies of water begin to, well, cause water safety concerns. And you're the expert on that. So let's talk about what you can do to make sure you're safe.
Yeah, so I have a couple of tips, and that first tip is, you know, children always need to be supervised in and around water. We know that 88% of drownings happen while children are under some form of supervision, and a new survey from Leslie Pools revealed that 67% of adults think drownings happen while unsupervised, and really, we really want to designate a water watcher and have somebody actively watch the water and teach children to ask permission before they get near any body of water.
Yeah, water safety is so important. I was amazed at this statistic, easy for me to say, that 75% of fatal pool accidents occur in residential locations. So, yeah, it's understandable that in a public place you're going to have lifeguards. But, I mean, do people just let their kids go out and swim? I'm guessing that might very well be the case.
Right. I mean, there's a difference between watching your child and really having active supervision, right? And so we really, as I mentioned, we want to make sure that we have that water watcher whose only job is to watch those kids around the water. You know, we go to pools, and at the Y, we have lifeguards. And those lifeguards, there are for prevention. But we work in conjunction and in partnership with the parents, right? And so we want to make sure that we're keeping our kids safe. You know, one of the other things that's really important for adults to do is take a CPR class. Ensure that you are ready to respond if there's an emergency. And then, you know, at the Y, we know how important swimming lessons are. So enrolling your children in swimming lessons is one of the most important things you can do because it can reduce drowning by 88%.
Yeah, well, okay, so Lindsay, there's some safety products that you might want to consider getting a hold of this summer. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so as I mentioned at the Y, we do swimming lessons. So we knew it was a natural fit to team up with Leslie's, who does all things pool. You want to make sure that you have those layers of protection, right? So I mentioned swimming lessons, but you can get pool fences and pool safety covers. Make sure that you have pool alarms, all of the safety equipment you need, like life-saving rings, signage, and reaching hooks. And then finally, making sure that you have healthy pool water is really important for the safety of your family and friends. You can bring a water sample to any Leslie's, and they'll test it for free and give you a treatment plan.
For free? Gotta like that. Okay. Well, you know, I just threw out that one statistic about pool fatalities. You have some others, don't you? You have a swim safety survey.
Yeah, so one of the things that came out of that survey that Leslie's did was one in four adults don't know how to swim. As I mentioned, swimming lessons are really important, right? They give us that confidence and strength and endurance to be able to perform in the pool. But the one thing I want to mention, right, is many Americans underestimate the number of drownings that happen each year. Almost half of the adults said that there were fewer than 3,500 drownings a year, when in actually there's between 35 and 4,000 drownings. And unfortunately, Ohio is one of the highest states in the nation for drowning. And so it's really going into summer. This education and awareness is really paramount to keeping families safe.
Why do you think Ohio's so high? Do you have an idea about that?
Yeah, well, like you mentioned, you know, there's backyard pools, but there's a lot of access to water, right? So open water and, you know, being near open water is one of the major risks. And most of the states in the country that have that highest drowning risk are those that are near a lot of open water.
Sure. We have no north coast except a body of water, which, of course, is a great, great resource for us and a great recreational opportunity for anybody who likes to swim. I, frankly, prefer lake water to chlorinated pool water, but you talked about that safety as well. It's got to be the worst heartbreaking feeling when a parent discovers that a child, as a result of whatever reason, has lost his or her life because of a drowning accident. I mean, what can parents, you talked about what you can do to keep safe, you talked about those safety tips, but water-related accidents, what are some of the things that we just maybe don't think about that we ought to think about?
Right. So, you know, water-related accidents can happen anywhere that there's 1 to 2 inches of water, right? You know, most Americans think that you need to be fully submerged when you drown, when actually it's only 1 to 2 inches, right? So we want to make sure that if children are near the bathtub, obviously a pool, or even a small stream or a water reservoir behind your house, that they ask permission, right, that we've given them those layers of protection, that they have swimming lessons, that there's a fence as much as we can around those natural bodies of water, really to protect our families and keep them safe.
Hmm. What about if you're on some type of a boat? You're out on the water somewhere and your kids hopefully have their life jackets on. Do you discover that that kind of accident, one that it regard with that involves a boat, is something that we have a high incidence of, especially in Ohio?
Yeah, so boating accidents, right? One of the most important and easy things we can do is for everybody on that boat to wear a life jacket, a Coast Guard approved life jacket. You know, for children, most states across the country have a mandatory wear policy for life jackets for children, but not for adults. We know that adults who are fishing or out on open water, accidents happen, and it's really easy to fall out of a boat, right? And especially when it's cold, that shock really keeps people from being able to help themselves. And so that life jacket, even for adults, is one of the most important things we can do anytime we're out on the water.
Yeah, and this time of year, especially around here, hypothermia sets in a matter of minutes in water, even as warm as water in the 60s. And you go, wait a minute, it's in the 60s? It's 70 degrees? No. Hypothermia is a problem for anybody who's in the water for any period of time, even water that's 60 or 70 degrees. So, Leslie, you have a website, right? There's a place where folks can go. I know the YMCA is, everywhere. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for more information about swimming lessons, you know, your audience can go in and check out their local YMCA and contact them. We also have more water safety tips on ymca.net/water safety. And then to find more information about how you can keep your pool safe find the equipment needs for your pool, you can go to Leslie's at leslie'spool.com.